Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across a spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. Hello everybody, and today I'm joined by Rich Irving from Squeezed Media. Hello Richard.
Hi Jake, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Squeezed Media, Richard, that's been around for at least 7 to 10 years, as I remember. You are actually engaged in production of media and computer animation. So, you know, a business that used to do a lot of travelling, a business that used to do a lot of face-to-face work with crews and with interviewees and stuff like that. COVID must have had a fairly sort of significant effect on your business.
Well, it has and it hasn't, in the sense that, you know, when we first started Squeezed Media, it was very much sort of video production and, as you know, Jake, you know, going around Europe and making films, that was sort of our bread and butter. And sort of what's happened is that we've organically sort of grown into more of a motion graphics and an animation studio, and our video side is probably about 20% of what we do. But yes, from the video point of view, that's, that, you know, in March, that just died completely. So from video recording and actually going to people's premises, yes, you know, Squeezed Media's video arm just stopped sort of producing video content from that moment. But, you know, animation is where our bread and butter is. And we have sort of sustained ourselves through this period of time, even though there's a hell of a lot more competition now, because everybody seems to be sort of offering animation as an alternative to their video production arm, even though they weren't offering it before.
So you, as I remember, you've got an office or a studio in Russell Square in London, which was a fairly typical of what one would think of as a studio. You've got a big white room with a load of desks with computers on it and people sitting next to each other. Naturally, with the COVID restrictions, you had to change that. So what changes have you made in the business to accommodate for those things?
Well, when, you know, the pandemic first hit, we had 14 members of staff at that point. And, you know, we just recruited and, you know, we were growing. We had a lot of work in the pipeline. And, you know, what we really sort of based ourselves on is a good company culture, really, and so that was really important. And then as soon as sort of the pandemic hit, and we suddenly realized we've got no choice, then obviously everybody has got to work from home. So we had this very expensive studio and office space in central London that we were paying for, and, you know, nobody in it. So at that point, obviously, we had to think, well, how are we going to sustain our work? And so we had to get our IT team involved and set up sort of VPNs through to our guys at home. And we sent out all the computers to their homes. And we managed to set up quite a good working environment, you know, remotely. And at that point, I must admit, I did actually think to myself, I thought, yeah, why do we need an office? You know, why do we actually need to spend all this money on an office in central London where we can make it work remotely? However, you know, after that, you know, the 3 month pandemic and the 3 month lockdown, I should say, sort of started easing up, I started thinking to myself, actually, you know, I wouldn't want a completely remote setup. I think it's very important to have an office and to have that sort of that culture. And so what happened was, after it sort of eased up a bit, we decided to say to people, look, work from home Monday, Friday, and then come in Tuesday to Thursday. And it was weird, Jake, it really was, because what happened was, you know, everybody sort of came back into the office, and I think it wasn't straight after the 3 months, it was probably, when was it, March, and we probably sort of come back into the office in September, mid-September. And it was just bizarre, because we came back in, and it was as though we'd just been away for the weekend, and come back with long hair, do you know what I mean? It was just bizarre. But because of the company culture, because we'd kept in contact with it, and, you know, and the company had run, it really just was weird. But everybody had that feeling. As soon as they were back into the office, it was that we're home again. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's important, and I think that really is important. And even though there's a lot of companies who have saved a hell of a lot of money by just completely getting rid of their office, I don't think in the long term I would like that.
Do you think there's something lost when everybody's working remotely? I mean, thinking about your business, you're a creative business. Is there something lost when you're working remotely that is regained by coming back into the office like you have?
Definitely. You know, I mean, we are all creative. And you know, there's a lot of individual creativity that can go on. But I think, you know, being back into the in the office is important because people bounce off each other, you know. And the thing about it is that, you know, you can have Zoom calls and you can have sort of meetings on or phone calls or whatever. You're not really getting that collaborative sort of approach, which just sort of, I don't know, it's through osmosis to a certain degree, do you know what I mean? Because if you're in a creative environment, you become sort of more creative, I suppose. And you know, if you just want to sort of bat an idea over to somebody, well, they're right next to you. Or, you know, if you wanted to have a brainstorm, then you could have that. Whereas, you know, with the Zoom calls and everything, it's like, oh, okay, let's... And you know, that sudden seed of creativity might be dissipated by the time you've decided that you've got to get everybody together to go onto the Zoom call. And so it's definitely important, you know, it's and you know, just for the fact of, you know, having somebody to get some advice off, you know, is important. And even though our guys are very experienced, you know, they're constantly learning, they're constantly sort of getting different techniques and things from each other. Whereas, you know, with Zoom, they're sort of left to their own devices to a certain degree. And, you know, unless they really sort of push themselves, then it can sort of, I suppose, get to a point of stagnation if you know, they're just sitting there at home, you know, in their bedroom, being told to work on a brief, you know. But after that brief's gone, you know, they're sitting there again waiting for the next one, you know. Maybe going on YouTube and seeing some YouTube videos, but they're not getting that collaboration. And I think that's very important.
What I'm interested to find out is, what's your business flow been like, and also has the nature of the business you're doing changed?
You know, at the moment, even though, you know, video content did dry up, it is, you know, because we've obviously got the studio next door, so we've got the Colonnade Studio, which is sort of part of Squeeze Media, but it's just a separate entity, and we sort of rent that out to third parties. That's been really busy. Our clients don't want us to go out filming, and I don't know if that's ever going to come back from our particular clients. I just haven't got a clue. From our animation point of view, that's building. That's great. And I think as long as we can sustain our relationships and keep pushing out the quality of content that we push out, then I think we'll be all right. You know, getting new business is a bit sort of tricky at the moment. And as I say, it's lucky that we have got our very good clients who are sticking with us. You know, we give them a good product and they keep coming back. And, you know, unbelievable blessing. Because trying to find new business is a bit difficult. But that's going to change, man. That's going to change. It's going to, you know, the door's going to open again. This isn't the end. You know, we had that period of time where we thought, oh my God, this could be the end, and there was nothing we could do about it. And, you know, it was a bit of a one of those sort of moments where it's like, well, there's nothing we can do. So, to a certain degree, it was like a bit of pressure off your shoulders, because if it did go under, it's like, well, it wasn't because we did something wrong, and we got over that. And it didn't go under. And so, you know, and now it's only going to get better. And so I think 2021, you know, as long as we start putting the right, because we've got to start recruiting again, as long as we can get the right people, you know, for new business and the sales team sort of sorted out, then I think 2021 would be a really good year, you know. Even if it sustained the level it's at the moment, I think it'll still be all right.
Where do people get hold of you then, Rich?
So if people want to get hold of us, they can drop us an email at info at squeezedmedia.com, and I've got to spell this out, so I have to every time. It's squeezed media.com, so info@squeezedmedia.com, or give us a bell, 0207 836 3677.
Rich Irving from Squeeze Media, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.